This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good afternoon, good evening, one and all. Peter Scoop Stanton here with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, the number 75radio.org. We are red hot rolling on the Liberty News Radio Network on this Saturday, June 3rd, 2023. Give us a shout out at 866-986-NEWS. That's 866-986-6397. If I spoke too fast to write it down, well, you probably shouldn't call in the first place. Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Somebody dropped off some cookies for me here at the Southern Middle Tennessee Studios. So if you hear me crunching, you know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's good. Eating on the radio sounds absolutely professional. But this is 7-5 Radio after all. Anyways, special shout out to our special listeners. Little Billy Keebler and I were texting just as Led Zeppelin was playing. Mr. Keebler is the chief of the Yonadazis New York Fire Department. So special shout out to the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadazis New York Fire Department. And luckily the county executive up there in Winker County has said no illegals to be housed in hotels. So the local motel up in Yonadasis, New York, will have its usual customers of welfare recipients, hookers, and drug pushers. Yay. Also, a special shout-out to Ms. Crabtree, who may or may not be listening tonight. Anyways, first order of business, as always, we want to remember the men and women who are in law enforcement who were murdered in the line of duty. First, we want to remember Sergeant Corey Menard of the West Virginia State Police, end of watch yesterday, June 2nd, 2023. His killer was captured and still alive. Also, Police Officer Horan Tyler of the Madison, Mississippi Police Department, end of watch June 1st, 2023. His killer is shot and killed. And also, we want to remember Corporal Sean Kelly of the Denham Springs, Louisiana Police Department, end of watch also June 2nd, 2023. His killer is also in the ground. Corporal Kelly succumbed to gunshot wounds that occurred on May 11th of this year. So we want to remember them one and all. Anyways, last week we took the weekend off. Like most big talkers, we want to enjoy the Memorial Day holiday. Remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And unfortunately, my former mother-in-law passed away, and it's just been upside down crazy ever since. Because you know, my mother-in-law really looked after myself and my ex-wife, took care of us, treated me like a son. So, as a good human being, I spent a couple days assisting my ex-wife with dealing with the family issues that go along with the passing of a loved one. The brother-in-law who lives 2-3 states away, instead of jumping in the car and hauling ass back home, he had to wait a couple days because he had to take time off from work and get clearance through his keeper, known as the missus, and then fly out to Washington, D.C. to help with the process of giving a final resting place for your loved ones. And so, anyways, it was just an absolute mess. And my former brother-in-law is a real piece of garbage. If you look in the website, I'm not going to go into too many details, but he came a couple days, flew back home to drive his wife and kids in the minivan back to D.C., despite the fact his wife and his children, who are teenagers, all have driver's licenses. So the day of the funeral, it was, of course, it was sad. It's a funeral. He drove back home. He drove back home. And then my ex-wife, she had to still deal with the situation, taking care of the affairs, deciding what to do with the property, and so on and so forth. And she asked me, he's like, well, are you going to help? I said, no. It's like, why not? Well, because we're no longer married. I helped for 3 days. My job was very gracious and gave me 3 days to help, because it's just it's an absolute mess when a loved one passes. And I said, no, I'm done helping. I'm going to go start living my life. You know, I did out of respect, love and respect of your mother, but she's no longer with us. So it's been ugly ever since. But anyways, moral of the story, folks, have a plan, have a will, have a life insurance policy, have your affairs in order. Don't have your kids or grandkids or whoever's going to take care of you to go through your belongings and try to figure out what's what. And do you have money? Do you have not have money? And do we have life insurance to pay for the funeral? Are we going to do what we did with Grandpa Stanton and throw him in a hefty bag in a dumpster or what have you? But have a plan. It's anyways, this show is dedicated to my mother-in-law, Sandy Wood. Well, any questions, comments, concerns, or words of advice when dealing with a loss in the family?
Not necessarily. I mean, you got to do it what's best for you and your kids, you know, and your family and stuff. So, you know, stepping aside, you know, is fine. But if she runs into trouble, just be there, you know, to help her for your kid's sake. That's all, you know.
Right. Well, and you know what? I have helped her. And clearing out the house, the house was not in the best of shape. And I did help her until the brother came. And, you know, it was like it did a cameo. But it's still, you know, with her, it's still not good enough. It's like, okay, you helped out. In fact, I was the one to find a body. I was asked to... I was going to go up, pick up my kids, and spend some time with them that Sunday afternoon. And my ex-wife said, "Can you do me a favor? Stop by mom's house. She's not picking up the phone." And, you know, unfortunately, I had to, you know, I discovered, you know, she had passed, and I called 911, and you know, got, you know, as I say, get the ball rolling. So, anyways, but it's still, you know, some people are just not good enough. And for her, it's her time, you know, it's a wake-up call. It's like, okay, you're, you know, on the wrong side of 50. Your mother is no longer with you. Both parents, unfortunately, have passed. And I'm very, very lucky because my parents are still with us. But I'm prepared to get that phone call. But anyways, we're coming to our first commercial break. I just had to get that off my chest. When we come back, we'll talk about the most special time of the year. Baseball is... gone to the dogs, and some good news. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio on Living News Radio.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And once again, we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew. That first intro, I just had to get stuff off my chest. I got nobody to talk to except Walter and the thousands of listeners across Liberty News Radio Network. But anyways, it's that time of the year, folks. For the next month, we are being bombarded with reminders that it is Gay Pride Month. Now, personally, I really don't care what consensus adults do behind closed doors to get their jollies, as long as they do it behind closed doors. Unless it's a hot chick, but that's a different story. So, so it's out. So a half century ago, gay people just want to be left alone. Then the gay people wanted equal rights, okay? Then gay people wanted to get married. And we said, hey, wait a minute. And the Supreme Court said, all right, go ahead, get married. Why not? Y'all gay people need to be miserable too. Then gay people wanted to adopt children. Then gay people wanted somebody else to pay for their sex change. Go from Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn Jenner. Now these people want children to go through some barbaric procedure to remove the private parts without parents' consent. You know, this is just like abortion. These animals want kids in high school or junior high or whatever, under the age of consent, under the age of so-called adulthood, to be able to go to Planned Parenthood and get an abortion. It's almost a sacrament. But with this whole transgender thing, abortion took a back seat. Now it's get the gender reassignment surgery. You're born either XX or XY, period. So anyways, you have all this stuff going on. Meanwhile, 3 days, we celebrate the 79th anniversary of our boys storming the beach in France, saving this once great country. But, you know, the media and everybody else, you know, they could give a flying flip about these heroes who did the impossible. So anyways, this month, everybody is in the gay pride bandwagon, except it's a little bit different this year, thanks to Dylan Mulvaney. People are cutting back on the rainbows everywhere and everything, but Target, they wanted to be full woke. They took a $12 billion hit. Kohl's, they're also taking a hit. And even Chick-fil-A is taking a hit just because I hired a diversity officer. But, you know, folks, those with kids, you know, pay very close attention because, once again, the TV networks, the streaming services, they are going to be pushing this on your kids. And unfortunately, the public schools are also doing it. And my kids' public schools, they have this closed-circuit TV announcement for school business, I guess. You know, back in the olden days, Walt and I had to hear it over a loudspeaker from the principal, assistant principal. So these kids are doing this newscast, and this one boy – with white fingernail polish. Said Happy Gay Pride Month. So, needless to say, I wrote a very nasty gram to the principal and assistant principal of the school to voice my displeasure. I mean, okay, well, you got Gay Pride Month. How about Confederate History Month in April? Well, we know that's not going to happen. But anyways, we'll go through. You know, we'll have to suffer for another month through this foolishness. Well, what say you about the most wonderful time of the year?
Well, you know, you said it earlier. It doesn't matter, you know, what you practice behind closed doors or even walking down the street, you know, holding hands with your significant other if you're the same sex. The issue I see is, like you said, you know, 50, 60 years ago, you know, homosexuality was considered, you know, very taboo, very sinful, illegal in some places, and people just wanted to be left alone. And, you know, as time progresses, different people get different views and different ideas, and it comes across, I guess, more correct. I don't know what if I'm using the right term. But it becomes, you know, accepted to a certain point, which is, you know, it was, you know, leave the kids out of it. You know, if you're gay, that's fine. But, you know, don't bring your kids up as gay. They're going to be what they're going to be. And now there's a whole month where it used to be just they had a parade, you know, sometime in June. You know, they'd walk down, you know, 4th Avenue or something, or 3rd Avenue in New York City, you know, for, you know, 20, 30 blocks, you know. And then it started to get a little crazy, you know, like half-assed Mardi Gras in some of the cities. And then it got more flamboyant and then more attention. And now, like you said, now with the LGBTQ communities, you have the schools involved not telling parents what the curriculum is, or when there's a drag queen going to have, you know, story time, you know, about, you know, his two dads or something. Yeah. And, you know, it's just not correct. Consenting, even heterosexuality, the age is 17. You know, story time for 10-year-olds should be story time for 10-year-olds, not story time for a 35-year-old drag queen in front of 10-year-olds. So it's being pushed beyond boundaries that were pretty much unspoken, but people knew that they were there. And now, you know, schools are not advocating, but they are taking it upon themselves to talk to children about gender changes and stuff like that. And no, you know, hell no. That's not it. I remember when I was in 7th, 8th grade, we had sex education and health in health class. You were taught about yourself. You were taught about females. You were taught about sexuality and things like that. But now it's you got people walking around, you know, on the street, you know, guys in thongs with tube tops on, and you know it's just not right. You know, freedom of expression is fine, but, you know, when's it going to stop? Where's the buck going to stop? And it doesn't look like it's going to be an ending that's going to make everybody happy, because you can never make everybody happy. The only people that end up happy are the one that keeps pushing the limit and pushing the envelope. And, you know, you'll have a legislator, you know, give in and sign some stupid bill, and it'll let people do what they want. But just you know, I have gay friends, but, you know, don't bring it to my doorstep. You know, you want to come over and have a barbecue and stuff with, you know, with the rest of my friends and stuff, that's fine. But I don't want to see you making out on my back deck, you know. So, you know, that's where I, because this is my house. This is my realm. I'll take a stand there, you know. So, but the gender reassignment, talking to the kids about that, and they're not telling the family, you know, that they had this discussion with their child. You know, it's not what a teacher is supposed to be doing. A teacher is not an advocate for their own thoughts in child safety or child care. The kid has parents. If the parents don't agree with what the kid's thoughts are, it's not the teacher's damn business. So that's how I feel about it.
Right. Well, you're right on the money as usual. But think about it. Now we went from just equal rights for all to now we got these pornographic books in the school libraries. You got these drag shows for kids. I mean, not a regular drag brunch or whatever, but drag show with kids. And you got the gender reassignment surgery. And it's not going to end. And as we come back, we'll talk about baseball, and we got some good news coming up. Stay tuned, everybody. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The debt ceiling limit is officially the law. President Biden on Saturday signed the bill that was rushed through Congress this week to avoid default.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher. If we had failed to reach an agreement on the budget, there were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default on our national debt.
The bill expands work requirements for certain federal programs and terminates the suspension of federal student loan payments, among other provisions. India is in mourning after a devastating train crash.
Three trains collided in eastern India, resulting in nearly 300 deaths and over 1,000 injuries. The incident occurred early Friday when a passenger train derailed and hit two other trains. This is one of the deadliest train accidents in the history of that country. Authorities anticipate the death toll will rise since many passengers remain trapped in the wreckage. I'm John Schaefer.
Former President Trump says he's, quote, at least as innocent as his former vice president after Pence was cleared of charges related to classified documents at his home. Public drag shows in Tennessee won't be banned after all following a ruling by a federal judge. On Friday, U.S. District Judge Thomas Parker overturned the law that was signed in March by Governor Bill Lee. Parker wrote in his decision that the law was, quote, unconstitutionally vague and substantially overbroad. The Republican National Committee will reportedly set stricter standards for presidential candidates to qualify for the party's first presidential debate. According to the Washington Post, the RNC will require presidential candidates to garner 40,000 individual campaign donors and support of at least 1% of voters in multiple national polls. The first debate with Fox News in Milwaukee is scheduled for August. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Walter Yerkew talking about the national pastime in June. Walt, do you like going to baseball games with members of your family?
I love baseball.
Right. Tell us baseball. Real quick some of your favorite times going to the game.
Well, I've been to Yankee Stadium. I've been to Shea Stadium. I've been to Dodger Stadium. I've been to Turner Field when before they sold out to SunTrust. I've been to a lot of baseball parks, and you know, my location near Chattanooga, I go see they call the Chattanooga Lookouts. That's the Double A team for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and then you got the Trash Pandas in Huntsville. So I get around.
Right. Well, real quick, two of my favorite stories. Back in 1978, I went to a Yankee Stadium with my father, my grandfather, and my uncle, watching Reggie Jackson and having the time of my life. And I had the lowest BAC in the automobile headed home. And my uncle and father, I forgot who was driving at the time, was worried about the George Washington Bridge being closed, and I thought it was a drawbridge because I never, at the time, never went across the George Washington Bridge. So I was afraid the bridge was closed and we'd go in the Hudson River. And then another time, before my youngest daughter was born, my brother and I went to Citi Field to watch the Mets play, and we just had the time of our lives and didn't watch much of the game, and I got hammered. But anyways, the Los Angeles Dodgers, which is one of these baseball franchises, they invited, then uninvited, then re-invited a group called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Now, the Dodgers wanted to have this group to attend a game and give them an award for community service. Now, if you don't know about this group, it's a group of dudes that dress up as nuns who look like they're in the Insane Clown Posse. So anyways, at first the people got mad, the Dodgers caved. Then the Alphabet Mafia got mad and the Dodgers caved again. So anyways, these people, they not only do they dress up as nuns, the cross-dressing nuns, they look very satanic. And they put on a really blasphemous show. They dance around. One person does like a striptease around a person supposedly nailed to a crucifix, and talk about this other. They had a contest who's the best looking sexy Jesus or something like that. Just real garbage. So, anyways, Major League Baseball franchise wanted to give these people an award at a baseball game. Now, my goal in life is to attend a baseball game with my youngest son, because I did it with my father and I did it with my grandfather and so on and so forth. Well, I'm sure you took your son to a couple baseball games over the years.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right, it's family friendly. I remember 1986, the year the Mets won the World Series. I saw that team play, including our former guest Lenny Dykstra, and it was the whole family. It was great fun. It's almost like it's a social gathering than a game. I mean, I love baseball also, but you hear just so much noise of just people just talking back and forth and drinking beer and chewing peanuts and everything. But you know, leave it to them. You know, liberals, commies, communist Marxists, degenerates to ruin baseball. So you're going to have these people, these dudes dressed up as nuns, flamboyant nuns, cross-dressing flamboyant nuns, blaspheming Christianity, getting an award from the Los Angeles Dodgers, who you had people like Timeless Sword of Managing and Vince Scully calling games. So you know, way to go, Dodgers. Way to keep your families coming to the games in the age of the internet, age of phones, and so on and so forth. Well, you got any comments about this horrendous display?
I still don't understand how the Dodgers can recognize this group for their community service. I just don't get it. I mean, anybody these days can be recognized for community service, for not peeing on the sidewalk. You know, give me an award. I didn't pee on the sidewalk. Okay, good community service. You know, this is just ridiculous. People are just trying to get their 15 minutes of freaking fame. And just to say that they were at Dodger Stadium and they were to show, and, you know, it's inconsequential in my life. I wouldn't have bought a ticket, that's for sure.
Right. And here's the thing. The backlash already started April 1st with Dylan Mulvaney talking about March Madness and drinking beer. People are upset about that. But Anheuser-Busch InBev lost $25 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars. Went to three stores yesterday to look for a particular brand of adult beverage. Bud Light everywhere. And then this past Memorial Day, they were given rebates of 50% of your purchase price for beer. And still, it's all over the place. Then Target lost $12 billion. Kohl's is losing money. And people are just getting fed up. So anyways, look for the market share of the Dodgers to go in the toilet. Because I remember when Magic Johnson and his group bought the Dodgers, they were worth over $1 billion. And now they're worth multiple billions of dollars. But look, hopefully they're worth about $600,000 when this all ends. But again, you know, they ruin everything. You know, we used to get away from it all by patronizing sports. Now we run away from sports to get away from it all. But I digress. But moving right along, another story about an immigrant hating America. Well, you ever heard of the CCNY Law School?
Yeah.
Now, it's up there with Harvard, Yale, Georgetown, Berkeley Law, and all those great law schools. Not. If you attend, well, it's now called the CUNY, City University of New York. If you attend the City University of New York Law School, you are probably as smart as one Vincent Gambini. Who was made famous in the movie My Cousin Vinny. CUNY has a horrendous reputation for a law school. Anyways, you had a valedictorian named Fatima Musa Muhammad, who was born in Yemen. This girl was born in Yemen. Her parents immigrate to Queens. She graduates from law school, American law school, a public school, and she just trashes the NYPD, Israel, and just about everybody else. She complained about the systems of oppression. Remember, this is a lady who born in the Middle East, who follows the religion of Islam, who became an attorney, who went to school, became an attorney. She's talking about oppression. But she beat oppression. But if you look at her giving this horrendous speech, she's wearing a hijab, or she's look like she's wearing her curtains. So you got a girl complaining about oppression and fascism, attending a public law school, while wearing a hijab because her religion says to wear it, and her religion treats women like livestock. Well, any comments about this wonderful future attorney?
Well, you know, this big problem with our country is we allow people to come in and you know, from other nations to get an education. whether it's a, you know, a minor education or a high paying education. You know, like we use this one for an attorney, for example. And then they treat us like trash. Okay, you have, on the other side of the coin, you have athletes from other countries going to college here in the States. And then when Olympics time comes around, they go back to their own country and represent them. So, getting crapped on is not anything new.
Right. Anyways, we come back. We got some good news. Stay tuned, everybody.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. Callforcivility.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Once again, folks, this is the fastest hour in radio. Folks, take a look at our website, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org, because we still got a whole bunch of stories we couldn't get to. For example, George Floyd has not been in trouble with the law for 3 years and counting. Disney's putting out another woke movie that just puts another nail in the coffin of one Indiana Jones. NAACP warns black people don't go to Florida because they don't teach black history. So on and so forth. But anyways, some good news, because as you know, unfortunately, we talk about bad news day in and day out, because frankly, this country's going to hell. This is not the country that we knew 30 years ago. It's just not. And this is not even the country we knew 2 years ago. But anyways, and so, story after story, nothing but blood and guts, streets going to hell, they're going after your kids, they want to have your kids go from one gender to the other, and cutting off body parts. We got, the guy of the person, the head of the National Health System's a dude who looks like just one of these burned out rockers from the 60s. He's going around as a chick and so on and so forth. But once in a great while, we had some good news. And in Queens this past week, a 65-year-old Charles Foner shot and killed a 32-year-old Cody Gonzalez. Now, it wasn't one of these things where Mr. Gonzalez was just minding his business, going about his personal business, and Mr. Foner decided to shoot a person of color. No, that did not happen. It turns out that Mr. Gonzalez walked up to Mr. Foner to harass him. Mr. Foner says, "Hey, get away from me. I have nothing you want. Trust me." But Mr. Gonzalez refused. So Foner took out a revolver, shot and killed Mr. Gonzalez. Now, Mr. Gonzalez is not your George Floyd or your... actually, he is like George Floyd because he's had 15 arrests since 2004. I mean, well, is it me or is there a pattern? You got George Floyd, you got Eric Garner, you got Michael Brown, you got Trayvon Martin, and there's a pattern, but nobody's wants to look at it. Am I right?
You're right. Absolutely. I agree.
Right. So anyways, Mr. Gonzalez will no longer be a menace to the people of the city of New York. And of course, the district attorney in Queens is probably going to file charges against Mr. Foner. The gun was illegal, but we all know New York City is under siege and the government has failed to protect its citizens. Now, the U.S. Constitution says Mr. Foner has a right to keep and bear arms and protect himself. But New York City will not give him that right. So let's hope that he is not charged, number one. Number two, if he is charged, let's hope that he has a sympathetic jury of people who had to walk through the mean streets of New York City day in and day out and sick and tired of the city just going to hell. Because in my opinion, Foner is a hero, not a criminal. You know, it just, which brings us right back to Bernie Goetz back in the 1980s. Goetz was a victim of a crime, was mugged in the system, in the city of New York, just one too many times. So, you know, New York's transit finest couldn't protect him or didn't want to protect him. So he took matters in his own hands and got himself an unlicensed firearm, and three teens, that's the new word, teens, decided to mug Mr. Goetz, who was very small in stature, had nerdy glasses, nerdy white guy, and they made the wrong choice. And Goetz is on videotape talking to transit detectives in the Manhattan prosecutor's office and says, "Yes, I had a gun and I shot those people." And Mr. Goetz was just found guilty of criminal possession of a weapon. Well, what say you about this awesome news?
You caught me eating a cookie. I believe that, like what happened last month in the subway, same thing's going to happen. They're going to arrest this guy for defending himself from a serious bodily injury or even death. The prosecution is setting itself up for a bunch of losses because people have been fed up for years and years and years and years and years. You brought up Bernie Goetz. And, you know, Bernie did the right thing. They tried to get Bernie to plea out to assault, you know, with a deadly weapon because somebody on the subway, well, one of the perps says that Bernie said after he shot them kids, "Hey, you don't look like you've had enough. Here's another one." Bang. when you're defending your life, it's not a gentleman's game. You defend it like you're going to lose your life. And it's like what happened to me, what, 3-4 years ago when that piece of crap walked up to me at the gas station trying to, you know, wanting to get some money, and I doused him with the gas.
Right.
Same thing, man. I was in fear for, you know, bodily injury. And, you know, well, he almost paid the price. He got doused with gasoline. But I think if I had a lighter on me, I'd have torched him up. So, you know, these prosecutors just don't know. They just don't know. I don't know how they decide that, you know, there's a crime when, you know, it's obviously self-defense. You know, did they think they went too far? Well, what's too far? Like Bernie gets said, you know, you don't look like you had enough. You know, what's too far when you're defending yourself, when you're defending yourself and your family? Because you got a family to go home to. So, this thing with the left-run city is continually destroying it. Continually, you know, de Blasio left, and there's no change.
Nope.
There's no change. Where's right. Charles Bronson when you need him?
Right. Funny you should mention that, because just before I went on the air, I posted this story with the trailer from Death Wish. And while here's something that very few people know. District attorneys in the five boroughs, or Commonwealth attorneys, state attorneys, the prosecuting attorneys who work for the state in the five boroughs of the city of New York are allowed to carry firearms. I know this for a fact, because when I went to the range up in the Bronx, way back in the day, we had members of the Manhattan DA's office qualifying. And I worked for after I got let go from New York's finest, assistant district attorney, worked for the Queen's office. Spoiled rich kid, he bought into a company, and I worked for him, and he was packing. He was allowed to carry. So these district attorneys who are de facto law enforcement officers, they're allowed protection. The citizens going through the city of New York are not allowed personal protection. And then, like, the mayor, he's got his own detail. Other city leaders, I'm sure, have a protected detail. And then the rich people who have the means to, they move out of the city. I remember Andrew Cuomo, he was on doing a press conference telling the rich people, please move back to the city. And he'll make him a drink or cook him some pasta or shine his shoes or some foolishness, because, you know, people with money, they're not going to go, they don't want to be around people with no money. Now, it's not saying that they don't like poor people, but let's face it, you don't have too many multimillionaires going to Central Booking for doing stick-ups at liquor stores or whatnot. So, you know, they don't care. You know, you're just seen as useful idiots. Keep going to work. Keep generating income for yourself. Keep paying the taxes to the city, the state, the federal government. And, you know, don't defend yourself. Don't take matters in your own hands. And believe me, folks, we do not endorse vigilanteism whatsoever. But we do support your right to defend yourself, defend your family, defend a third person. Exercise your right, your Second Amendment rights, as much as you can. You know, we supported what's his name, George Zimmerman. We said we said years ago he was going to get off. The prosecution had a nothing burger case, and we hope Daniel Penny gets let go, because he's defending the people on a subway. And I rode the subway last week, and it's. I mean, you think waste management took over the mass transit system in America, because there's nothing but garbage on board. You got panhandlers, you got people smoking weed, you got people waving their Richard out like a flag. But anyways, we're at the end. We made another week. For Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. So go out and make it. See you next week.
For 7-5 Radio, for those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.